verses 35 and 36, he says, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. God don't approve of preachers or Christians and teachers that go around subverting people and telling you you don't have to do what the Bible says to do in your manner of dress and lifestyle to have God's stamp of approval upon your life. I'll tell you one thing, when you got the real baptism of the Holy Ghost and you got a real gift of the Spirit and you haven't got an old phony gift and a phony Holy Ghost, you have got God's stamp of approval on your life. When you have the real thing. You might have some old trick or treat. Somebody got a hold of you and gave you somewhere, made you think you had something. Lord, them old holy things, I don't want it. Them old holy things. I want the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I wouldn't have nothing else. But the Bible said to turn aside the right of a man. I love this. To turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High. The right a Christian has to come in God's presence and receive of the Lord and have his approval. And then for a fellow to subvert a man in his cause that's just, God don't approve of that. For a preacher to come around or a Christian to tell you and whisper something to you saying, honey, you don't have to do that. You can have the Holy Ghost and live carelessly and worldly and idolatrously like I live. Brother Hagin or somebody come along and he's teaching that now and we're getting new light on it. Well, foot on Brother Hagin. God have mercy sakes in this world to subvert a man in his cause, God don't approve of it. Care if his name's Kenneth or what it is. God don't approve of it. Maybe somebody sent him this tape. It's going out around the country. But no, he don't approve of that, codger. I don't either. All right. In Philippians 1 and verse, beginning in verse 9. And this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more. I love old Paul. He uses that word abound. He used some of the nicest words. Abound. That means just to run over to team, T-E-E-M. That means to just be lavish with an excessive amount of what's good. Boy, abound yet more and more in what? In knowledge and in judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent. And you know the word excellent don't mean just to prove the things that are good or acceptable or permissive. I don't approve things that are permissive with God. Somebody comes along living in God's permissive will, that means that God just hasn't finally thrown you off and gave up on you. You're just hanging on the borderline, just teeter-totting between destruction and heaven. I don't want to teeter-tot between destruction and heaven. Everybody's somewhere in between heaven and hell. That ain't nothing. I want to be right over there in God's sight and have his approval. And the things Paul exhorts here in Philippians 1 and 10, that you may approve things that are excellent. That means beyond being permissive or even good. That's something that's better or best. Excellent. That ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Praise God. Boy, that's wonderful. Being filled, that means be abounding with them, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Approve things that are excellent. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Show yourself approved unto God. Show yourself publicly. Manifest that you are approved of God. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. Don't let somebody subvert you and overturn or overthrow your foundation that's built upon the word of God. Don't let somebody pervert or corrupt you by undermining your morals, your allegiances to God, in faith in the word of God, and ruin your foundation. For when your foundation is ruined, you're going to fall. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm 12 and 3, you just can't do nothing. Lord, have mercy. We've got to be careful to not let somebody subvert us And I want to tell you, subverters are everywhere. I'd like to get on that right now just a moment. Praise God. Paul said quite a bit about that old subversion. In Titus 1, beginning in verse 7, a bishop must be blameless. A real teacher sent from God, in other words, has to be blameless. As the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may... Now, that don't mean he's holding forth a mess as he's been taught. It means he's a man who's holding forth a faithful word that somebody who else was faithful taught him. It's got to be faithful word from a faithful man, or he ain't son of God. No way. All right? That he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers. These are subverters, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not. Why? For filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own. Boy, we ought to have a... Yeah, I am one of them too. Praise God. That's what I'm saying about these American preachers. They're always liars, evil beasts, and slow bellies. That's my consensus and my report and declaration and proclamation about the average American preacher. They're always liars, subverters. They're evil beasts. They're slow bellies, and this witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Who subvert, verse 11, who subvert whole houses, teaching things they ought not to teach for filthy lucre's sake, subverting people, overturning and overthrowing their foundation, perverting and corrupting them by an undermining of their morals. Tell them they don't have to live as good as the homeless, real homeless people teach. Undermining their allegiances that they once made to God, like that pledge we make to the flag with our right hand across our heart, or it used to be an uplifted salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. There's many people trying to undermine our patriotism in our day. And preachers are undermining our allegiances that we have pledged with our hand on our heart to keep God's word. And that's called subverting. And subverters are everywhere. They're undermining, destroying the foundation of God's people, breaking down their morals, their allegiances to Jesus Christ and their faith in God's word, and they're ruining themselves and their families. I tell you, they're everywhere. God said their mouths must be stopped. They'll subvert whole houses, teaching things they ought not to teach for money's sake, just so they can get plenty of money. And one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. And the average American preacher is the same caliber. They're always liars, evil beasts, and slow bellies. They subvert houses and churches for filthy lucre's sake. And that's true right today under our bewildering eyes. God have mercy sakes. All right, go a little further in the book of Titus. 3rd chapter, verse 9. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they're unprofitable and vain. See, if you're going to be approved of God, you're going to have to be taught by a man of God who holds forth a faithful word to you. He won't compromise. He won't water it down. He's not going to hum-haw around about it just because it hits you between the eyes. You're going to be subverted if you don't. All right? These things, these foolish questions and genealogies and contentions about strivings about the law. What are they? Unprofitable and vain.